It's 9:15. I'm late. I mean, not obscene late like her set is finished. In fact, she doesn't begin it until around 10, but then I'm usually there for the sound check, and now it's 9:20 and I'm not around yet. It's Thursday, and she will be on stage for all to see and love her. It's normally free, no cover, but for me, a small fee to the hostess, and I get the table closest to her. But not tonight. Tonight, I'm late. It's packed. And I'm lucky just to get a seat in the back. I push back the black painted door crack, floor to ceiling, and I'm suddenly reeling, feeling strange. My heart's pounding different. It's sounding erratic. I hear things unclearly, like listening through static to the acrobatic way he flips his sticks. He licks his lips as the snare drum kicks to life. Just then, the lights dim in a way the room can feel, and a sidelight catches the slim steel of the mic. Off to my right, someone orders
a Bud Light and a gin.
No ice, as this cat down front says, nice, while the sax comes in real light, and Stanley on stand-up plays this riff real tight to the jazz cat in front, smoking a spliff, throws his hand up, says, nice. All right, Stanley, that's what I'm talking about. And
Teresa?
Just before she comes
my
walking
boss,
out to the mic,
that bitch?
This girl to my right asks if
got a light?
I got a light. I ignore her and lean forward, but this guy on my side on a pinstripe tie moves towards her, says,
I got you, sweet.
The waitress, she shifts on her feet, asks,
you want something to eat?
Now, as the bass heats up, the room hushes, and all the air in the room rushes out. The sax shouts with a thrill. A chill touches the back of my neck, and I sit back, wet, clack, step, clackety, step, clackety, step, clack, clack, tap, tappity, tap, to tippity, top, top, toe, a heels walking is heard, and no one is talking a word, and the sight of her stocking has my eyes blurred, and my speech slurred, so that each word makes less sense than the last, until all I could do was gasp. The brass blared. I stared at her knees. She seemed so at ease. Then suddenly came the keys. She breezed to the mic to the delight of the crowd while Andy O'Keefe wiped his brow and smoothed his tweed cap. Now the feedback was slight as she removed the mic and stood like God said, let there be light. And there was, and she was good. Only instead, that night, he said, not light. And I saw, he said, let there be. And there was, she answered, he said, and she stood and said,